All right, is Miss Carisha getting the information?
I was like, well, we got somebody new working. What happened?
Oh, Miss Curry shall get your information.
Miss Curry,
oh,
okay. Miss Curry shall.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, good. We all set. We gonna have to stop and figure out what I said every time.
This is true.
That would slow things down a good bit. Yeah.
Carisha, right. Tell him.
Yeah, come here, Carisha. Hey, get your news right now. On the radio. What, did somebody sneeze? Was that?
You know, I have to take offense. Every time there's a noise or a bump on a microphone, everybody looks at me.
Everybody looks at me.
I didn't do it this time.
Yeah. So you're one out of a thousand.
No, I didn't.
You're either over there crunching popcorn or banging your boobs up against the microphone or drinking your tea through a straw.
That was just a surprise. Usually y'all are very quiet here the first time when we get
I can remember when people used to say stuff like that to John Boy. That's the weird one.
It was me this time. I knock over every antibiotic we have in a box back here. Band-Aids. It all went across the floor because I'm putting peanut butter on Pearl's conch. But my last name, I don't care where one of us, if you have the last name Curry, you're going to knock over something on a daily basis. Drinks over you, somebody's plate, you knock a plate over, drop stuff. I'm clumsy and I'm old.
So, you knocked over our box of antibiotics.
Our little first aid box we have back here, like, you know, first aid ointment.
You say you're putting peanut butter on Pearl's hump?
Conch. But it's her conch. The Kong, the toy.
Oh, the thing,
it's
the little Kong. Rubber toy that you put peanut
I call,
butter
yeah, I call it, it a Kong, not a conch.
Oh,
but
okay.
Either way, the dog gets the peanut butter.
Again,
so.
I'm old.
All right, just the peanut butter.
Pearl's waiting patiently for her peanut butter
conch like,
breakfast.
She's like, we all
you
wrap
know,
this
should,
up.
Should we just go home and try this again tomorrow?
Let's just start over.
Oh, no, I already had to get up. I'm awake. Right?
But the worst part of your day is over.
That's right. Let's enjoy a Monday, all right? It's starting out feeling like Monday today. Mm-hmm. All right, right quick, look at our national days. It's National Custodial Workers Recognition Day. Mm-hmm. Get to know. Tell your kids to get to know the custodian in their school.
Always the smartest person on the staff, if you ever get to know them. They usually have more insights. And yeah.
Anytime you're lost or need the information
right.
from... Look for the guy with the most keys on his belt.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Right. Appreciate our custodians. It's National Produce Misting Day. Well, there is a day for everything. October the 2nd recognizes this October 2nd. Well, that was on Saturday.
Sorry.
So, yeah. So,
but it was such a big day. It's such a big event. You want to carry that over.
Tater wanted us to. Yeah. I'm going to carry
I
over
know.
To Monday.
Look, I looked online. That's where they had it. They had it on the 4th.
All right. Well, you can't celebrate on Saturday, I guess. So.
Well, what do you know? You can't keep from bumping into the microphone.
There's a whole lot better things to Google, by the way.
Right, right.
Produce Missing Day. National Name Your Car Day.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yes. This encourages a special commitment to your wheels. Time to give your trusty automobile what it really needs, a name.
I think not. Yeah.
All of my cars have names.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so I gave you all October 2nd days.
Oh, is that October 2nd too? Well, maybe yeah. We missed them Saturday.
Today is National Cinnamon Bun Day.
Okay.
A taco day.
All right.
Golf Lovers Day.
Taco, golf lovers. All right.
Vodka day.
That would have lot. All these would have been better on Saturday.
Oh,
we
yeah.
sort of just switched them out. And by the way, Saturday was National Fried Scallops Day. So
you're living in the past, man.
That. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
I'm just going back to bed.
Just don't bump into anything. And we'll let it ride. It's about to morning. Yeah, there's your microphone. All right. We got our 3 dates in history saved up. I'm sure it'll be right on time. And we'll get our first prize pack out, and get back to normal here on Monday morning.
I'm sure it happened today.
All right. Big Joe's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack we play for today, it's a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit in that John Boy and Billy bucket. If you go to thebigshow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, you can get 20% off all of their products. Just enter code JBB at checkout. And all Liquid Performance products available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. 3 dates in history where we'll get our categories. Listen up and think along with us. October the 4th. Yeah, we checked. It was 1994. At age 42, singer John Mellencamp confirmed he had suffered a mild heart attack, that he smoked 4 packs of cigs a day, and his cholesterol level was a dangerous 300.
Wow.
But he's all right now. On this date, no one, some 15 South African robbers ambushed a security van and escaped with one of 3 cash boxes, the one that was empty.
Oh,
yes. Police found the box open near Pretoria with an assortment of picks, hammers, and crowbars nearby.
You got 15 guys. Why don't you take all 3 boxes? For goodness sakes.
No kidding. I didn't think that one out.
Yeah.
All right. Finally, was on this date in 07. Pop singer Britney Spears is ordered to give her children to her ex-husband Kevin Federline after a judge orders her to submit to alcohol and drug testing and give up her joint custody privileges. Now, did this have to do with her daddy taking over and all that? Because she just recently got out from under him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
This was back in the... This was when all of her meltdown was happening.
Oh, was she shaved her head and all that
stuff? They kind of thought she was, you know, and the court was saying she was unfit as a mother to have full custody.
Well,
so it was something totally different than her money.
They gave the kids to Kevin Federline.
Yeah. So...
All right.
Yeah, she didn't have sole custody. Mm.
She's all right now. And what did she do when she got back in charge of her stuff? Didn't she get engaged?
Yeah, she got engaged.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
What could go wrong, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, it worked out. We got our 3 categories right there. So let's play Outburst. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll do it next. Big Show's on the radio for you Monday, October the 4th. Our video today brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400 this Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets, click on the banner at thebigshow.com. We're going to see our video. Woman says her dog is a vegetarian by choice.
Sure he is. Yeah.
Stoop. Check her out at thebigshow.com.
Dog says, hold my beer.
Here I go. Get a week's worth of winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Terry from Leesburg, Georgia.
We'll have a big show time.
Terry!
Woo, woo, woo.
Yep, that's him.
Hey, Terry wooing out of Leesburg. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How about yourself?
Good, man. We all right in here. Terry, welcome. All right. Sound like you've been up long enough to be wide awake. Hope you got the legs up in your head. Let's get through the categories. You ready?
Yes, sir.
In 5 seconds, 3 things to do for a healthy heart. Ready, go.
Exercise, eat well, don't smoke.
Bam. Mm-hmm. Now we need 3 places that are robbed for money. Ready, go.
Bank, convenience store, ATM.
And for the win, 3 jobs that do random drug tests. Ready, go.
Olympic athlete, FedEx, UPS.
All right. Just like that, Got the John Boy Billy bucket filled with Liquid Performance Automotive cleaning and detailing products. Head down to Leesburg for you.
The home of Luke Bryan.
All right, there, there, Luke. We said, duh, huh?
Yeah, I will, duh, huh?
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. And right on the other side, kick off our fun with Technology Monday. Hey, good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Like Technocracy, Uncle George, we're celebrating it all morning long. Let's start off with this Siri ad.
Hey, Siri.
Good morning, Dave.
What's the latest technology news?
Have you heard about the new iPhone 7?
Yeah, I hear it's pretty good. Should I upgrade?
Definitely. It's the best iPhone ever. It's faster, new camera, more storage for your photos and music.
I hear there's no headphone jack. What's up with that?
We've come up with something even better. Earbuds that plug right into the charging port. It's all digital. It's the best sounding iPhone ever. And you should definitely check out Apple's new AirPods. They sound great. And they're totally wireless.
Totally wireless, huh? Well, what if I lose one when I'm, like, working out at the gym or something?
Dave, please. I've never seen you work out hard enough to jiggle headphones out of your ears.
Point taken.
Did I mention the new P2 coating that protects your new iPhone from pee and poo?
Wait, what?
iPhone 7 is the most pee and poo resistant iPhone ever.
And why would I need that?
People take their iPhones everywhere, and I do mean everywhere.
Oh, so you're saying...
Dave, come on. For most people, accidentally dropping your phone in the crapper is just a matter of time.
Well, I'd certainly never do anything like that.
Really, Dave?
So you know about that, huh?
Gee, you think?
But how could you...
Dave, I'm smart enough to give you turn-by-turn directions to Disney World. Don't you think I'm smart enough to know when somebody's dunked me in a toilet?
That's gross.
You don't have to tell me. I am the one who was down there.
So anyway, the new camera is pretty good, huh?
I knew you'd try to change the subject.
It's just that sometimes you know me a little too well.
iPhone 7. It's wicked awesome. Oh, and Dave?
Yeah?
You should probably try to get some more fiber in your diet.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Monday, October the 4th. All right, action!
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Myrtle's New Hat. As our story opens, Myrtle Bethede and her boyfriend Charlie are strolling along the shore, enjoying an end-of-summer weekend in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Hey, Myrtle. I told you Gulf Shores is the prettiest beach in Alabama.
Well, you were right, sweetie. It's mighty nice, although the wind is a tad whippy for my taste.
Well, you do tend to get a stout ocean breeze when you're, you know, strolling along the edge of the ocean.
Dadgummit! Stay on there!
You know, sweetie, I think part of your problem might be you got on a hat the size of a doggone beach umbrella.
Charlie, I know my hat's big. That's how come I bought it. The doctor just put me on some new kind of medicine. Says it makes my skin more sensitive to the sun.
Uh-huh.
And he told me to wear a hat when I go outdoors so I don't get sunburned.
Well, I'd say mission accomplished on that.
The gal at Hat Hut showed me another one with a scarf sewed on it that you can tie up under your chin. Man, I kind of wish I'd bought that one.
Well, if you calm down, maybe we can go swap it out after lunch. How's that? Speaking of fashion tips, you got a little commotion going on around your bottom half there, too.
You do what now?
The breeze is blowing up your moo-moo. Kind of a lot.
You say it is?
Yeah, let's just say if you was Victoria, I'd know all your secrets by now.
Well, ain't a thing in the world I could do about it, because you see, I need both hands to keep this dadgum hat from blowing off.
So, you ain't worried about everybody on the beach being able to see your undercarriage?
Shoot, no. Anything they see down there is 85 years old. But this hat, it's brand new.
Son of a...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Woo!
Tune in again next time. We'll hear the crusty old lady at Hat Hut say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
It's a big show on your radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good day. Your old pal Steve here. No, not the former idiot intern. The crocodile stalker. And you're listening to my two favorite bonza mates, John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. I'll tell you, it's nice to be high and dry and safe and sound in this knacker studio. Hey, what's this wire for?
On the radio for Technology Monday. We got all ball together, man. We had our classic beer request of the week on Friday. Dealing with Sirius. Man, goddamn, let's do this. And Randy was talking about Amazon's got some new products released.
Yeah,
they last week.
They do a lot of innovative products for like home security and home monitoring and things like that.
So
and
this stuff made by Amazon or just you order on Amazon?
Oh, it's made, invented, however you want to patented, whatever it is.
Right.
It's Amazon.
Yeah. Okay.
But
All right.
They typically do what Apple does, which is looks at the marketplace and finds something that is has a niche, and then they try to make it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, some examples,
all right,
if you would, please.
How about let's make a smart TV smarter and put it in the kitchen? They call it Amazon Echo Show. So, they've released a 15-inch version of it. That's, you know, a pretty decent size for, you know, your kitchen. But right. This thing does more than just stream Prime Video and Netflix and Hulu and all that kind of nonsense. It also allows you to control your home devices, track packages. You can leave personal notes for other people in the house, kind of like a digital whiteboard.
And instead of putting it on a refrigerator like I did.
That's right, yeah. Or add to your
shopping. I thought you were going to say, like a normal person.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's basically an entertainment device that has more utilitarian purposes. $250. Yeah, I'm
$250.
Yeah,
smart TV.
Probably get one.
Johnny, you already own the refrigerator. You can use that.
Yeah. And I got the magnets to swing
right.
So I'm good.
So in their home security thing, that's probably, you know, smart home. Those kind of things are probably where they kind of leaned in on the most. And so they're releasing a subscription service. It's basically what you used to do with your home security system before we got rid of landlines, and that is have it monitored by a security company.
Right.
So now they're going to expand their Ring line and other security systems to be virtually monitored by a virtual third-party system.
So some stranger can watch everything that goes on in your house.
Yeah, what's
now
wrong with
you're
that?
Getting it.
What's wrong with that?
Well, besides everything,
well,
I don't know.
Well, so what would happen is if a motion detector or a door alarm or something when you had the alarm set.
Oh, if you move in your house,
yeah,
they'll watch.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No
move,
problem.
You're fine. That's yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. And that way, the third party system can look in and see what you're wearing. And so that's going to be a $20 a month thing.
Who would ever thought back then, you know, worried about, remember when you worried about their TV, it might be a camera that they might be watching
you. The TV might be watching you. Yeah.
Now, when you say now, everything.
Yeah. My house is full of them. I mean, my whole house is automated.
Who wants to see you naked?
I know. That's what I say. My wife won't even drop in on me. So, all right. So, they also released a robot. A real dog-like robot called Astro that will move around your house and use artificial intelligence to map things out, right. And you know, lots of cameras so it can see and post, you know, things for you. Say if you're here at work and you want to see if Pearl is doing something she shouldn't be doing, you can drop in, have the robot move to the room where she is.
All I have to do is look down to my right. She's right there.
I know.
Right, yeah.
All right, so this the Astro robot, that's the most pricey thing I've ever seen them do. Huh. And you can only buy it at the introductory price with an invitation. I'm on their invitation list because I have all their products.
So how much?
$1,000.
$1,000 get your robot dog.
Yeah, so $1,000. I mean, if I'm going to spend $1,000 on a robot to have at home, it's going to do more than walk around and go arf, arf.
It leaves little AAA-sized battery poops everywhere. Does that count?
So after its introductory period, it's going to jump up to $1,500. You can apply for an invitation. Just go on Amazon. They'll show you how.
Boy.
They also released a new smartwatch. It's kind of like a fitness watch to compete with Fitbit. But this one comes with a subscription. When you buy the watch now, you get it a year's worth included, but it has like special workouts and things like that for you. No way.
I don't want some big corporation knowing what time it is where I am.
Probably costs extra to find out what time it is when you look at your watch.
They did release a smart thermostat, and these make a lot of sense. They do save you money. Right. And it's going to compete against like Ecobee and Nest and all the others that are out in the market now. And the one that they're releasing, $60. I mean, that's like half of what any of the rest of them cost at minimum. Right. So those are the highlights. I mean, a couple of things on there I definitely want to get. I'd like to have the robot. But
bring it. Get your robot dog. Bring it to work. Mm-hmm. Let's play with it.
I won't bring my real dog to work because I know Pearl will eat him. I know. Right.
So. Well, Pearl's used to. We do have one of them. I call her Flossie, but it's one of those. The deals that vacuums the carpet.
Like a Roomba?
Thing? Yeah, what it is.
Yeah, we have one.
Yeah, I got one. And that's pretty neat. It does pretty good job.
Well, and you know what? Amazon's kind of incorporating that kind of technology with this robot and other things that they're doing to let you know, to like send you a notification when your robot gets stuck under the couch.
All right. I'm good. Let's just start off with a vacuum cleaner and see where it goes from there. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio coming up. We play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. The latest innovation for the corner of cucumber and vine. Pickle juicers and convenient 2-ounce shooters, 64-ounce jugs. Click on the banner, thebigshow.com. Get them right there. Making great products since 1926. A famed Mount Olive Pickle Company. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. The first is our Technocracy Monday.
Siri is the world's number one personal digital assistant. She lives on your iPhone, and she does it all. From helping you plan your day.
Good morning, Dave. You have a 10 o'clock meeting with Mr. Kruger about the Penske file.
To getting you there on time.
In 400 feet, turn right.
Even reading your text messages for you while you're on the go.
New message from Mr. Kruger. Penske meeting moved to 11 o'clock.
Siri's a big part of your workday, and now she can be part of your after workday too. Introducing iChill, the Bluetooth-enabled app that lets Siri be part of your happy hour. Next time you're sitting at the bar after work, blow into the iChill receiver. Siri analyzes your blood alcohol and joins the conversation at your own current sobriety level.
Dude. Lately, it seems like everybody's out to get me. Take Microsoft. They've got this Siri knockoff. Cortana. Sounds like something you take to get rid of toenail fungus. Am I right?
With iChill, Siri matches you drink for drink.
And don't even get me started on what's her name from Amazon. Alexa.
The results can be very revealing.
and she listens in on everything you say. Everything. All the time. Really? How creepy is that? It's like, you nosy bitch. Step off.
iChill. It turns your work buddy into your drinking buddy.
I would never play head games like that. You deserve better. You're a great guy. Do you think I'm pretty?
iChill. For Siri. Only on iPhone.
Let's do some shots.
Use only as directed.
All right, that's fun. I like it. All right, y'all, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Let's jump right in here. Like it or not, most of us will have to buy one of these eventually. And did you know that since 1970, their average width has increased from 22 inches to 28 inches.
Is it a bicycle seat? Because I see some big people riding around.
That's what it needs to be. Yeah, whenever I go back on a bicycle. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400 this Sunday at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets when you click on the banner at thebigshow.com. We're going to see our video. This old stupid woman trying to prove her dog is a vegetarian by choice. See how that works out at thebigshow.com. No fair calling Hoyt before you look at the video. And right now, let's play...
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now a man whose dog could only become a vegetarian by marrying into another dog's family. He's John Boy.
Thank you. Part of us stay single. Let's say hey to Tim out of Blaine, Tennessee. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, John Boy, Pillars, Billy, everybody. Hello. How you doing?
We all good. Tim, welcome in here. Right, buddy, well, you first up. Let's see if you got it. Like it or not, most of us will have to buy one of these eventually. And since 1970, their average width has increased from 22 inches to 28 inches. What you got, Tim?
Well, I was sort of thinking toilet, but now I go with TV.
All righty, moving from the toilet to the TV. Let's see.
There he is, the last guy on Earth to go to a Best Buy.
I guess 28 is really that big.
No,
here
it's very
TV
small.
Yeah. All right, Tim, we appreciate you playing. Don't beat yourself up, buddy. You have a great day.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I told you not to do that. There you go. You back. We appreciate you, Tim. Be careful, buddy. Let's go to Stefan out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. I don't know how to pronounce his name anymore.
It's Jackie's people that screwed it up. You blame her?
Well, at least it's not Jaquavis. I got the answer. Yeah. So what is it, Stephen or Stefan?
It's Steven.
It is Steven. All right. Old-timey pronunciation. All right. Welcome. Steven, what do you think we're looking for? Average width increase from 22 to 28 inches.
A refrigerator.
A refrigerator. Let's see.
I was wrong. You and the other guy need to go to Best Buy.
That's not very wide for a refrigerator, is it? All right. Well, David, we appreciate you, buddy. You have a great day in Fayetteville.
Oh, you do the same.
Not even a good size for a cooler.
Let's go to Linda down to Ravenel, South Carolina. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, let's see if Linda's got the correct answer. What you thinking, Linda?
Oh, Lord, I'm going to have to guess on this one.
All right.
But a little birdie is talking in my ear and saying, caskets.
All right. Listening to the little birdie. Little birdie. Is it casket?
Southern is that?
Yes, it is. Oh.
And that's not a birdie. I think they call him Death.
It's one of those unavoidables.
Yeah, it is. You got it. Better be ready. All right, Linda, good work. Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Head down to Ravenel for you.
Oh, yay.
Yay, you. Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side, our time capsule for this October the 4th. Use a laugh, let's get it.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Well, good morning, Mr. Rayford. I'm Dr. Crane. Good to see you again. I understand you've been having some trouble getting to sleep at night. I see. Well, this may sound a tad unorthodox, but hear me out on this. I think a little hypnotherapy might be beneficial in your case. Yes, yes, I know many people are skeptical about hypnosis at first, but I think if you'll give it a chance, it might surprise you. Now, if you're ready, we'll just jump right in.
Like, whatever, you know.
All right then, Mr. Rayford. I want you to just relax. Relax. Take slow, deep breaths. In and out. In and out. You're listening only to the sound of my voice. You're slipping deeper and deeper into a more and more relaxed state. All right, sounds like your body is relaxed. Let's relax your mind. Breathe slow, breathe deep. Go to your happy place. That's it. Now you're completely relaxed, completely at ease. All right, I want you to go back in time for me, back in your mind, back to the earliest point in your life that you can remember.
Goo, 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 zibby, 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 ha, 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 ha.
Good, good, good. Now, your mother is singing you a lullaby. What song is she singing?
Over the weekend. Yes, all day you hit the spot.
I see. Can you remember anything else about this particular time?
Oh, I did love those sheep.
Oh, so you hear sheep.
Bah, bah.
And about how old are you right now?
Yeah, well, Mom, I'm having a good time. I just don't want to be distracted. I want your attention.
Oh, well, I see. So as a toddler, you had trouble getting your parents to pay attention to you. I want you to think back. When you tried to get some attention from your father, how would he react?
He ought to act more grown up. Hmm,
interesting. And what about your mother? And how did this make you feel? Fascinating. Yeah. Now, I want you to go forward in time just a little bit. Think about your teenage years. Tell me about your first girlfriend. All right, now think back to an evening when you were, say, out on a date with her.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light burning in your eyes so blue. Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
So when she would whisper sweet nothings into your ear, let's say, what sort of things would she say to you?
Oogie, woogie, 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 woogie.
Hmm. Note to self, this patient has problems beyond the scope of my particular specialty. Yes. Mr. Rafer, I'm going to bring you back to consciousness now. Let's begin moving forward in time. Okay, now you're an adult. It's the early 1970s.
Hold on down with the rock and roll. Come on, lonely, 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 lonely.
All right, now it's the 1980s.
Any way you want it, that's the way you get it. Any way you want it.
All right, now we're moving into the 90s.
Ho, boys and girls, yes, this is Santa Claus. Santa Claus at the North Pole.
And now you're almost back to the present.
Pass off of a baba.
All right, when I clap my hands, you'll be totally awake and completely refreshed. Here we go.
Robert D. Raiden. No. Get back on here, game talk.
Robert D. Rayford.
Mr. Rayford, I'm not sure I'm the person to help you, frankly. So I'm not going to charge you for the session.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
King of King and Lord of Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Miss Tessmacher, would you have security come in here and escort Mr. Rayford out, please?
Pass off of a baba.
And tell him to please hurry.
John Boy and Billy.
How does it feel?
It's like falling in love.
Morning radio done right.
Good Monday morning. This is Big Show on the radio. It's our Fun with Technology Monday. Want to come get Marvin Webster with some highly requested tech talks. Look at us learning something this morning.
All right.
And right now, all right, a live performance. Well, captured live performance from Gary Busey. Roll that.
Hey, everybody. This thing on. Thanks for coming to this Caitlyn Jenner for Governor shindig. As you know, the recall fell apart. I'm sure the voting was on the level. So we're aiming for the general election. Listen, everybody help yourself to that open bar. I know I have. Now, this is Smash Mouth that's supposed to be here to do a few numbers, but I guess they're out walking on the sun or something because they're a no-show. But I reckon me and the boys can scrub one off. I'd like to dedicate this song to the next governor of California. Hit it, boys!
I love this state, good old California. It can be great again, and I know that sounds corny. Clean up them streets and shut down all that porn. There's one gal for the job, and she makes me so horny. I won't vote for anybody else. Can't believe I know her. I pinch myself. Yeah, I won't vote for anybody else. Oh no, oh no, oh no. We need someone to end all our stresses. We need a real red, white, and blue stud. I know a stud, and she wears dresses, and she won't be a dud. She got crossed eyes and big fake boobies. Stands up to pee and sometimes smokes doobies. Got lots of fans and some real weird groupies. She needs your vote, so don't be stupid. Check her out.
my dream girl, the next governor of California. She is the total package. And by package, I don't mean, well, you know what y'all call a package. Oh, hell, ain't we got another verse? I hear her talk, and my tummy gets jiggly, and my other parts get all twitchy and wiggly. She makes me squeal like a little piggly. I grin ear to ear, and I get all giggly. Vote for you and nobody else. You make me wanna pinch myself. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, ooh.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
I won't vote for anybody else. Can't believe I know her. I pinch myself. No, I won't vote for anybody else. Can't believe I know. Right here and right here, I pinch myself. And sometimes here, I pinch myself. And over here too, I pinch myself.
I just might pinch you.
I pinch myself.
You can watch if you want.
I pinch myself.
And you can pinch me too.
Caitlin, Governor for Jenner. Write them checks, you tight asses.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio.
Well, well, well. You've obviously got nothing better to do, or maybe you're just not smart enough to change the dials. Whatever the reason, you're listening to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Aren't they wonderful?
Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio. More fun with Marvin Webster's Tech Talk in minutes. But right now, this hour brought to you by, well, we're not quite sure.
When you hear ukulele music, it can only mean one thing. You're watching a TV commercial for a product that's aimed at people way younger than you. Let's take a look. Check out this happy-looking couple. She's wearing a jean jacket, a pink tutu, and hooker shoes. He's dressed like a lumberjack and has a huge man bun on top of his head. Aren't they cool? Looks like the girl just saw something in a store window she really likes. The guy's not really sold, but she pulls him through the door anyway, and they laugh and they laugh. Now they're meeting some of their fellow millennials for coffee. There's an emo-looking guy in a powder blue tuxedo jacket he bought at a vintage clothing store. A pimply Asian guy in a Spider-Man t-shirt, and two girls with purple hair and matching nerd glasses who seem really chummy. You think they might be? Yeah, probably. So the five friends are having coffee. This must be like a Starbucks commercial, right? Hold on. Tutu hooker shoes just pulled emo tuxedo jacket guy over to take a selfie. Ah, a selfie. So it's an iPhone commercial, right? Well, it's still kind of hard to tell. Now, all the friends are in a bar having a beer, which means it's a beer commercial? Lumberjack Man Bun is on stage singing karaoke. One of the nerd glasses girls takes a selfie with him. Yeah, another selfie. With all these selfies, it's gotta be an iPhone commercial. Wait, now Lumberjack Man Bun is visiting a really old guy in a nursing home. Maybe it's his grandpa. Whoever he is, he looks really happy. because in real life, millennials never spend time with somebody this old. The product this commercial is advertising must really be something. By the way, we still have no idea what the product is. Now, Tutu Hooker Shoes is back. She's hugging an adorable kitten. Now all the friends are having a great time at a rock concert. Now they're having another cup of coffee, a big group hug, another selfie, more coffee. Where are they getting all this coffee? Are we sure this isn't a Starbucks commercial? One thing we do know for sure, this is a fun group of people who would definitely use a cool product like whatever it is this commercial is selling, which hopefully we're about to finally find out. Hold on. The scenes are getting quicker and quicker. Man bun, kitty cat, hooker shoes, selfie, coffee, group hug, more karaoke, cat takes a selfie. Hold on, this could be it. Yep, a big logo thingy just popped up on the screen. And here comes the tagline. Albedo.com. Life better. Wait, what? So the commercial that says nothing ends with a slogan that means nothing? Guess you'll have to go to albedo.com to find out what this is all about. Which, by the way, is exactly what this commercial is trying to get you to do. Albedo.com. Life better. Whatever that means.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play the current events quiz. If you take C, you win a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives. Available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Also, go to thebigshow.com. Click on the Liquid Performance banner. You get 20% off when you enter code JBB at checkout. Hang on, we'll play for 10 minutes. But first, here he is.
Hello. I'm Marvin Webster, cable TV technician and broadband internet specialist, and this is Tech Talk. Recently, an older relative of mine decided for some ungodly reason they needed a new cell phone. Somehow, they ended up at the Verizon store without proper supervision and replaced their perfectly good flip phone with a modern smartphone that includes apps. To make the situation worse, one of those apps is Facebook.
Uh-oh.
My older relative called to inform me of their unauthorized upgrades and said, quote, "Can you help me get on Facebook? I don't mind telling you, I started sweating like Jussie Smollett being interviewed by the Chicago Police Department." Facebook can be a baffling challenge for older people, much like everything else in their life at this point. Help an old person get on Facebook, as a prominent internet expert once said, ain't nobody got time for that. Well, sometimes you just can't avoid it. So if an older relative asks you for setup support with a social media account, Tech Talk is here to help with our quick start guide to setting up Facebook for old people. There are four easy steps. Step one, when you hear the phrase, "Can you help me get on Facebook?" ask them to repeat the question because you're in a spot with bad cell phone reception and you're having trouble hearing them. Step two, while the older relative is talking, rub your phone on your britches leg to simulate the static interference of a bad cell phone signal. Step three, hang up the damn phone. Step four, if your older relative calls back, send the call directly to voicemail. Repeat these steps until the older relative gives up and calls somebody else. This may sound a bit harsh, but believe me, you're doing your older relative and yourself a big favor. A recent study found that an estimated 100% of old people ain't got no damn business being on Facebook. The reason is simple. Facebook is a service designed to help teenage girls share badly retouched digital photos and adults to consume made-up news and ignorant-ass opinions in exchange for vast amounts of personal information such as their home addresses, credit card numbers, and passwords. Sound good? Because it is not. But there are much easier and quicker ways for an old person to access most of the important features of a Facebook account. If your relative wants to keep up with what's going on with the family, invite them to Sunday dinner at Mama's house. They can get real-time status updates from the actual family members. If they love gossip, they can pick up way more unflattering family secrets in a 10-minute post-meal chat with Cousin Denise. And to recreate Facebook's unauthorized sharing of personal information with third parties, simply leave a wallet or pocketbook unattended for 2 minutes in the presence of a no-count cousin or nephew. And that's all there is to it. In just 12 minutes, your older relative has recreated the experience of Facebook in a fraction of the time it would take to set up an actual account. And that's it for this edition of Tech Talk. Till next time, this is Marvin Webster reminding you, turn it off and turn it back on again. Peace.
I did. Let's play the current events quiz. Billy, what are we dealing with?
Celebrity shocker, one member of the famous Kardashian crowd may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Why, you're making it tough. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. Take C and win. We play next. Good Monday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Appreciate you kicking your work week off with us. Yeah, we got a brand new video today for you. It's brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400. That is this weekend. Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets clicking on the banner at thebigshow.com. We're going to see this stoop trying to prove her dog is a vegetarian by choice. All right. It's there at thebigshow.com. And right now, Pimp Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz. Tennessee.
And we got Lawrence out of McConnell, South Carolina. Good morning, Lawrence.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Lawrence. Relax right there. Listen to Biddlin' Win.
Well, reality TV stardom and her own cosmetic company made Kylie Jenner the world's youngest self-made billionaire. But there's one consumer product she apparently doesn't know much about, that being breakfast cereal. In what could be the dumbest Kardashian tweet ever, and I know that takes it messy territory, Kylie announced on Twitter she had just had a bowl of cereal with milk in it for the first time in her life. She described it as, and I quote, life-changing. Which is an especially dumb thing to say when your father was Bruce Jenner, who literally had his picture on the front of a cereal box. This would appear to be proof that A, not everything a celebrity thinks needs to be on Twitter. B, rich and smart are two different things. Or C, the Kardashians need to do a better job of keeping up with us.
What you got, Lawrence?
I guess it's C.
Right. Like he guessed it under protest.
Lawrence don't want to keep up with him right now.
Right.
Hey, Lawrence, you did it, buddy. Liquid Performance Products in the John Boy and Billy 5-gallon bucket. You'll appreciate them. They coming to you down McConnell's.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
I don't think he's too happy with that
either. Lawrence doing it. All right, appreciate you listening. Glad you won. Move on. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Then we're back to our Like Technocracy Uncle George Monday. Tech Talk Marvin on the other side. Shows on the radio. Latest tomb horn the Junior Nation Band in minutes, but right now.
Hello,
I'm Marvin Webster. You got questions? We got answers. A special listener Q&A edition of Tech Talk. Today we're going to visit the Tech Talk chat room and answer some questions from a group we call the Tech Talk Superfans. By the way, all the advice offered here is for information purposes only. You are solely responsible for anything you do based on anything you hear in this segment. Any rebroadcast or retransmission without the express written permission of Major League Baseball is prohibited. So let's get to it. Question number one, Outlaw Josie B. 1956 writes in, a guy I know on Facebook says you can lower your cable TV bill with something called cord cutting. I'm ready to get started. I've got the box on the side of the house open. Which cord do I cut to lower my bill? Okay, hold on there, Josie B. Two things. Number one, a guy I know on Facebook has never been right about anything. And number two, cord cutting does not mean actually cutting a cord hooked up to your house. It means getting rid of the cable TV part of your monthly cable subscription. Then you replace it with something less expensive. That's how it works. Now, that might be a digital antenna that'll pick up local channels in high definition absolutely free. Or it might be a streaming service like Netflix or Hulu. Or it might be a full-blown cable replacement service like Sling or YouTube TV. Only you can decide which one of these is right for you. But whatever you do, don't actually cut any cords connected to the side of your house. Thank you. Next question. Massive D 2020 says, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat. Is there a way to post something to all of these places at the same time? Well, Massive D, our favorite app for all-in-one social media management is... Oh, hold on. Looks like we got a new question from Outlaw Josie B. 1956. Let's see what it says. What does a cable box look like? If a person cut an actual cord before they heard you say, don't cut any cords on the side of the house, would it cause a bunch of sparks and smoke? Well, probably not. First, you need to find your little electric meter and see if that round thing inside the glass is still turning around. If it's not, what you have probably done is cut the electrical connection to your house, which will definitely not lower your cable bill. Now, it might save a little bit on your power bill until a repairman comes out to fix the damage. Let me say again, cord cutting does not involve cutting any actual cords connected to your house. Do not do that. Moving on. Next topic is Wi-Fi issues. Father of Dragons 37 says, I have a lot of Wi-Fi dead spots in my house. I hear you can buy an add-on box to get a stronger Wi-Fi signal at home. Can you recommend... Oh, wait a minute. It's Josie B. again. Says here, if a person cuts the power cable to his house and it starts a fire in the pine needles, is it safe to put it out with a hose or will I get shot? Hey, man, you need to get out of the Tech Talk chat room and call 911 because your issues go way beyond how to save money on cable TV. You dig? And with that, it looks like we're out of time for this week. So here's today's top three Tech Talk tips. Number one, there are cheaper alternatives to getting your TV from the cable company. Number two, some cable junction boxes look a lot like power junction boxes. And number three, do not cut any cord connected to the side of your house. For Tech Talk, I'm Marvin Webster. Peace.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, boys, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Junior Nation Band presents another musical slice of life based on all our experiences. This is based on a song about getting older written by Mr. John Mayer, who's an insightful son of a gun, but a bit too young and purdy to appreciate the full depth of what he was singing about. Put some 65-year-old trailer park white boy stank on it, you get the full story. It goes exactly like this. Gravity is working against me. Gravity wants to bring me down. Oh, I've lost some hair, packed on some pounds, and both my knees make popping sounds. The bottom line, I don't feel worth a fart. Gravity is working against me. Gravity wants to bring me down. There ain't no doubt I'm old as hell. I kinda got that old man smell. I guess you'd say I'm about to fall apart. Friends, a lot of the problems of being old are self-inflicted. And if anybody ought to know that, it's the Junior Nation Band. I mean, we don't exercise, we drink way too much, and we eat like Doc Brown filling up the DeLorean at the end of Back to the Future. As Gooch says, vitamins? Where we're going, we don't need vitamins. Oh, half as much takes twice as long. I start out good, and things go wrong. I guess you'd say my warranty's expired. Whoa, whoa, gravity, stay the hell away from me. Gravity is taking better men than me. What could it be? It feels like arthritis with a touch of tendonitis. And that's for sure some gingivitis. Might be tonsillitis or spinal meningitis. I tell you what, I'm going to the doctor next week. I'll find out what it is and I'll report back. How's that?
Write another song, man.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
It's a big show on the radio. All right, Cadbury, read this.
All right, sir, I'll read it. Good morning. This is Nigel Cadbury, Master Boy's faithful gentleman's gentleman. And you're listening to Master Boy and Young Sir William on The Big Show. It's my responsibility to make sure that Master Boy gets up and gets to work on time, so when he's late, it's my fault. So, sir, I feel so used.
Thank you.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. In minutes, a question and answer session with Marvin Webster Tech Talk. But first, in our never-ending quest to learn...
First, there was You Don't Know Jack, the sassy virtual quiz show that became one of the most popular computer games of all time. And now, Jack is back with a new twist. Introducing the You Don't Know Jack educational series, the fun way to see how much you know about American history. Volume 1, show off your knowledge of President Richard Nixon when you play You Don't Know Dick. Historical trivia, obstruction of justice, and a rockin' soundtrack. It's all here, baby.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Then, you're ready for the new You Don't Know Jack religion series. An introduction to one of the great faiths of the world, each with that unique You Don't Know Jack attitude. In Volume 1, test your knowledge of Islamic fundamentalism when you play You Don't Know Jack Shiite. Once you go Jack, you'll never go back. You Don't Know Dick, and You Don't Know Jack Shiite. New from Jellyvision.
Sam Irvin could kiss my...
Available now at all locations of Computer Town, Computer City, Computer Village, Computer Street, Computer World, Computer Planet, and Computer Universe. Also available online at www.ihavenolife.com.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. Winner gets a variety pack of Astera Labs products, pharmaceutical-grade CBD made in the USA and no bitter aftertaste. If you go to thebigshow.com, click on the Astera Labs banner, enter code JBB, get 20% off on all CBD products. Must be 18 to win. Well, it's a high-tech Monday. Oh, perfect time for this call. Good morning, Big Show.
Well, good morning there, Big Show fellers.
Morning, Mr. Haney. Long time no talk to. What's been up to lately?
Oh, just greasing up for the official launch of the latest market disrupting venture from the worldwide commercial octopus known as Haney International Sundries, LLC. Have you got a minute?
Sure. So what's up?
Well, boys, time was the only people that messed with computers was a bunch of pimply misfits living in the dark corner of their mama's rumpus room. But it's a whole new world today, friends. This deal they call socialized media is everywhere. It's on your computer. It's on your phone. It peeks in your car window at red lights. The internets are up in your grill whether you want them there or not. So how's a regular person supposed to keep up with all the latest and greatest computerized nonsense? I'm glad you asked. Come on out this weekend for the grand opening of High-Tech Haney's Socialized Media Academy. Learn the ins and outs of all the hot online time wasters like the FaceTube and the Twitter. Discover how to get more likes and clicks and shares and whatnot. A six-week course that'll have you feeding your ego like Rosie O'Donohue on Dollar Night at the Golden Corral. Oh, but what if you want to do more than pump sunshine up your own rear end? Would you like to change the American landscape by pitting folks against one another politically? Well, let High-Tech Haney's Clickbait College learn you how to put together a crack team of 14-year-old kids from the Ukraine to generate fake news headlines and stick it to the candidate of your choice. Oh, and if you ain't got the hardware you need to pull it off, feast your eyes on the cornucopia of off-price electronics at High-Tech Haney's Technocracy Mall and Sports Bar. Late model smartphones, gently pre-swiped iPads, and our own Haneytron desktop computers powered by the brand new easy-to-use operating system, Storm Windows XP. If you need help getting it all hooked up, get expert advice from our technical support specialist, Worldwide Webster. If you're already up and running, shop online 24/7 at our brand new down homepage, hightechhaney.com. High-Tech Haney's, your one-stop shop for computerized education, discount gizmos, and farm-fresh produce. Now open in the former Fat Freddy's Fireworks Hut, Highway 17 Business, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Free parking, dealers welcome, all sales final, si habla espanol. John Boy and Billy.
Yes, sir.
Y'all keep them straight up there.
Yeah, Mr. Haney about more my speed anyway on this old tech talk deal. Y'all, let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We'll get a couple contestants and play next. Good Monday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400 this Sunday, Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets when you click on the banner at thebigshow.com. And that's where you'll see our video today. Woman proves her dog is a vegetarian by choice. I'll tell you what she proved. Proves she's an idiot. Check it out. See for yourself at the
she
Big Show.
She didn't like that title nearly as well, though.
BigShow.com, and we'll be taking a classic beer request off the wall in minutes. Know the way we do. Right now, let's play.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and a wordy word and a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Sal from Scott Township, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. And we got David from Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Good morning, David.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. All right, boys, welcome. David, you're on Team Tater and Randy. Sal on the John Boy and Billy side. We'll do two rounds. All right, boys, good luck. Let's have some fun. Me and Sal going for the first 30 seconds. All right, ready, Sal?
I'm ready.
All right, start the clock now. Another name for a tornado, also a game.
Twister.
Yeah. It's rhymes with it, not your brother, but your
sister.
Yeah, rhymes with it, not missus, but a man. A man, not missus, but
missus.
What? No. A man, Sal, a man.
Memphis.
Did he say it?
Mm-hmm.
Not missus, but
I couldn't understand you, John Boy.
Oh, man.
It must be that thick New York accent you have.
I guess that's it. All right. Well, we eked out a two on the board. All right. All right. David and Tater up in there, round one. All right. Ready, David?
Yes, sir.
Y'all picking up on that last one. Seven. Ready, go.
Right, when you get married, you're a blank and Mrs.
Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
Mr.
All right, sand blank. It's like a mound of sand. It's called a what?
It's called sand mound.
Yeah, what is it called? You're not allowed to destroy them. And you have a blank buggy, and you ride around them. Yeah.
It's a, Mister?
I don't know how else to... It's what it is. It's a...
Buddy?
No.
Oh, sorry. God.
Sal, unbelievable, but you're leading by one. This, I am not.
This is my contest. Everybody's on my
this,
level
this
right
might
now.
Might be for Randy to shine. Let's see what happens here. All right.
Randy has to do is burst.
All right, Sal, you're with Billy. Okay.
All right, Billy.
Billy, watch your pronunciations.
Yes.
Picking up on that last one, go.
In the desert, there are huge
sand
piles.
Dunes.
There you
dunes.
Go. All right, this is the kind of bird you might see around the ocean. They'll steal your French fries if you're not scared.
Seagull.
Careful.
Yeah.
There you go. This is a green plant with spines on it that grows in the desert.
Cactus.
Yeah. There you go. Let's see. When you show off the new clothes on the runway, you are a fashion what?
Model.
There you go. At Halloween, you might see her riding a broom. She's a...
Ex-wife? No, Wick.
Oh. There you go. Yeah, you got it.
All right, Sal, feeling pretty good. Take time for a little comedy. We got it. All right, so a 5-2, a 7 for Sal.
So, I hope she's listening.
Well, tomorrow, this is my game.
Randy's suddenly not feeling so well about it. So, David and Randy, you need 6 to tie.
Uh-huh.
7 will win.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready, David?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And go.
Another name for a drugstore. You have to get your pills there.
Pharmacy.
Yeah. All right. So, oh, boy. This is a rank in the military. And I think I did
Sergeant.
This. Oh, how about a drum in a high school band?
Major.
Major. All right. So, this is the green guy at Christmas. He's against Christmas.
Grinch.
Yep.
Great.
If you have two babies that look just alike, they're called what?
Twins.
Yep. This is a country that has a lot of big spiders. That's about all I know about it.
And kangaroo.
It's down yonder.
Oh, man.
The land down yonder.
I was going to get it.
Oh, David, we did not
so
do it.
Was a 5. Sal wins by 2.
All right.
A crazy game. Cool.
David, we didn't show up for you, man. I'm sorry.
I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
Well, good news, David. You try again anytime, buddy. Have a great day, Mount Juliet. Appreciate
you.
All right, man.
Yes,
good deal.
Thanks, man.
All right, dude. And Sal, unbelievable. Yeah. Your prize pack to your house in Scott Township, Pennsylvania. We'll get it on the way.
Take that, mister.
Yeah, mister.
Here's another shot. They just named one of our major highways President Biden Expressway.
Nice.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Do you come from the land down yonder?
All right, I lost.
All right. Classic bid request. This morning, Tata got it off our Facebook wall. John Gibson says, one where Jackie reads a letter from the captain where JB was on a fishing trip. Freaking funny. All right, glad I can amuse y'all like a clown. All right, John's coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Facebook requests. This morning we get it off the John Boy and Billy Facebook page. Also, shoot us a line to thebigshow.com. Every weekday morning about this time, our listener classic beer request this morning, John Gibson, wants to hear this.
Dear Jackie, offshore fishing with John Boy. It's 5:00 in the morning and everyone on the boat is stowed away. Everything's stowed away. Everyone's here. The engines are running. All the fishing gear's in the cockpit, ready to go. So you might ask, why are we still at the dock? I'll give you 2 guesses and the first one doesn't count. That's right. John Boy is late. About half an hour later, here he comes walking down the dock, comes into the cockpit and mumbles something about, Figgy making me late.
Oh, man.
He immediately walks into the saloon and falls asleep on the couch.
I think that's the salon.
Well, it could be either way.
It is.
Depends on how big the boat is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes it starts out as one and turns into the other.
I got you. Right.
It is salon. This is the first time I've ever seen anyone sleepwalking before in my life. Usually about 9:00, someone goes into the gallery and makes a sandwich. The second the sandwich is made, John Boy wakes up and says, are you going to eat that? So he takes the sandwich, he eats it, says, it sure is good. I wish I had something to drink. And of course, everyone runs to fetch him a drink.
Oh.
Now he's sitting in the fighting chair asking how many fish he caught this morning.
The fighting chair?
what it says.
Oh, yeah.
The answer is, John Boy, you caught four. He says, good. 15 minutes later, he's fast asleep again.
Somebody go wake him up. He's taking up the fight.
Now, we all know he's a big guy, but you would think you could fish around him sleeping in the fighting chair as he is.
And by the way, if you've ever fished around somebody.
Wrong. He has one leg out to the left, the other one's to the right, and old long arms hanging everywhere, and my God, the snoring. So, of course, there's no fish to be caught with the hibernating grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Now the captain screams, Bill Fish on, and John Boy jumps up and heads to the flying bridge. John Boy yells, I see him, he's big. About 20 minutes.
And that is how he says it.
After about 20 minutes, the mate has the fish beside the boat and lets it go. John Boy says, and I quote, stupid, you lost the biggest fish I done caught all day. Then says, y'all got any fried chicken? I'm hungry. In which the slave of the moment fetches John Boy some chicken and a drink.
I feel like I was there.
Now, this is for me. See, John Boy, I'm supposed to tell you, you did not realize they're supposed to release Bill Fish. So he makes his way back to the cabin and says he's going to take a nap, but wake him up when we reach the inlet. The reason he wants to wake up is so he can go outside when we pass the docks and listen to people who see him go by and yell, oh, 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 oh.
Might be some baby dolls out there.
Doing the parade wave. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Now they're back at the dock washing the boat, cleaning the catch, when someone says, where's John Boy? Someone else replies, I think he went in to take a nap. Sure enough, he's in there sleeping, got three baby dolls fanning him.
Oh, no.
Rubbing Blue Emu on his neck because he's tired and sore from catching fish all day. Kid you not.
Unbelievable.
He tells them how this stupid lost the biggest fish and remarks about how amazing it is that we could not catch anything without him on the boat. So that's an offshore fishing trip with John Boy. And by the way, the reason it was Thiggy's fault John Boy was late is because Thiggy was out of town and didn't even know Johnny was at the beach.
Triumphant fisherman returning down the waterway.
We need a fighting couch out here. That's what we need.
Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Hey, missed any of the Big Show this morning? You ain't got to worry. Catch it all on the John Boy Miller Late Risers podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, we got it set up easy for you. Go to thebigshow.com. Yeah, we'll tell you to go ahead and subscribe for it. And then every day when Randy uploads it, it'll automatically download to your favorite mobile devices. Look at me being high-techy on our high-tech Monday.
Except for calling it the mobile.
All right, before we go.
Hello, I'm Marvin Webster. A quick look at online privacy on this edition of Tech Talk. The other day, the cable company I work for called me to fill in for somebody in the telephone tech support line who was out sick. I took a call from a customer who was very concerned about the modern problem of personal privacy and security online. And I do mean very concerned. To make a long story short, the caller says he is tired of his iPad spying on him. He wants me to make it stop telling the government all of his personal stuff. Now, needless to say, any conversation that starts out, my iPad is spying on me, is going to have a lot of twists and turns to it. So I'll give you the Reader's Digest version of what I told him. Despite what you may hear from the conspiracy enthusiasts of the world, the United States government is not reading your emails or listening to your phone calls, much less doing it through your iPad. How do I know? Well, let's take a quick look at some ballpark numbers. There are 330 million people in America. About 2 million of those people work for the federal government. If every single one of them spent all day tapping your phone and reading your emails, each and every one of them would have to spy on 165 people a day, 24/7, 365. If you think a government employee can get that much work done in one day, you need to visit a little place called the Department of Motor Vehicles. The government does not have time to spy on 330 million people. That's the good news. The bad news is they don't need to spy on all them people because they have a secret weapon they can use to get all the info on you they could ever want or need. It is called social media, as in Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. In other words, the secret weapon against you is you. See, the government doesn't need 2 million spies to find out what you've been up to. They can hit up your Instagram, or check your Twitter feed, or follow you on Facebook. It's all right there. Your name? They got that. Your address? Got it. Phone number? Check. Pictures of what the FBI would call all your known associates? You not only took the picture, you tagged all the people in it with their names. The government wants to know any of that stuff. There it is. And who put it there? You did. So yes, personal privacy is under attack in America. But the attack is not coming from the NSA or the Russians or even Facebook. Every time you tweet a selfie with your new car or who you had lunch with or who you got drunk with last night or who you buy weed from, you are adding to your very own customized activity report. The biggest threat to your personal privacy online is you. If you don't want to lose that privacy, what you need to do is quit giving it away. Oh, you mean quit Facebook? I can't do that. My whole life is on there. Yeah, I know. I think that might be part of your problem. Look, I work in the technology field, okay? We all like to stay in touch. And believe it or not, every modern computer and smartphone ever made has a special feature that can help you stay up to date and in touch on what your friends and family are up to without telling the whole world about it. It is called the off switch. And that's a wrap for this edition of Tech Talk. Till next time, I'm Marvin Webster. Peace.
Ah, man, let's get it, man.
BitBox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at BigShow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animate.com.
All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your Monday. We'll be back at it on tomorrow. We love you, and we mean it. All right, what you got there?
I could, of course, text you on my BlackBerry or my Blueberry or my Chuckberry, although technically Chuckberry is a BlackBerry. The point is, you know, stop wasting everybody's time and grow up. Is that clear to you, sweetheart?
Never mind that. Here comes Mungo.